More U.S. forces and weapons arrived in the Persian Gulf today. The United States is continuing its troop buildup in the region in an effort to keep Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein in check. A second aircraft carrier, the USS Enterprise, sailed into the Gulf today, and the first of some 3,500 U.S. ground troops left for Kuwait. Also today, the United Nations said that 11 people were wounded when the Sarandaban refugee camp in northern Iran was shelled yesterday. Iran claims that 8 Iraqi Kurds were killed in that attack, 3 of them children. Iran blames the shelling on Kurds loyal to Masoud Barzani, whose forces ousted a rival Kurdish faction from cities in northern Iraq earlier this month. Sarandaban is one of several refugee camps in northern Iran. NPR's Sunni Khalid is in Tehran and visited Sarandaban yesterday.
There are 35,000 refugees in Sarandaban, which is right on the Iraqi border. Actually, the camp sits in a flat plateau between mountains, and over one mountain range actually is the Iraqi border. You're looking into Iraq, and you could see Iraqi troops on the other side of this border.
What were circumstances like for these 35,000 Kurdish refugees who'd come over from Iraq?
Well, the camp has been open for about a week. And we talked to camp officials, the camp director, and he said that they were short on food, water, and medicine, and sanitation. One of the things that had happened, they're sort of used to this because they had 1 million Kurdish refugees right after the Persian Gulf War when Saddam Hussein came down against the Kurds. But they were saying that they had not received any supplies at all from the international community. They were running short. There were also a stream of refugees who were actually going back into Iraq. We talked with one woman who was going back because she had left Sulaymaniyah, which is one of the areas that that Barzani's forces have taken over. And she told us she was going back because she had no clothes. These people are the partisans of the faction that lost the fight in northern Iraq.
This is the Kurdish faction that's led by Talabani, the PUK. This is that group.
Yes.
Now, there was a report out of Tehran that the other Kurdish faction, the victorious Kurdish faction, actually shelled the camp. That's who did it, along with Iraqi forces. From what you could see at the camp, are there Kurdish forces near the border as well as Iraqi army units?
I could not see any Kurdish units on the border. I could see Iraqi border guards and some soldiers. You could actually see from the hill overlooking the camp, you could actually look across the border gates and into Iraq, and I could see Iraqi troops. But I could not see any evidence of any fighters from Barzani's group, the KDP. But it is plausible that this could happen. The other thing is that the extent of the injuries seems to be very, very small in comparison when you're talking about an area, a flat area, of 35,000 people spread over a very, very large area and actually congested. So this could have been on the fringes of the attack could have taken place on the fringes of the camp. Surely if either the Iraqi troops or the KDP had intended to make this a major attack, they could have inflicted much higher casualties on the refugees who were staying at Sarandaban.
Are there international aid agencies present, or is this just the Iranian government that's running things in the camp, or is it the Kurds themselves?
Actually, the Islamic Republic of Iran's Red Crescent is in charge of both the Sarandaban camp and Bushmak. And actually, they were complaining, the director of the camp in Sarandaban was actually complaining to me that they had received no help at all from the international community, that they had sent out an appeal. Later in the day, I talked to the provincial director of refugee repatriation and help, and he said that they actually had received a response from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and that some type of international aid was coming. Another thing they're concerned about is that this is taking place in the fall, the early fall, and if you've ever been in that part of Iran, of northwestern Iran, it gets very, very cold in the mornings, very hot in the afternoon, and then very, very bone-chilling cold in the evenings. They are concerned that if this refugee crisis continues into, say, October, November, where the temperatures plunge below zero, that the already perilous condition that the refugees who've made it across the border into Iraq will worsen considerably.
Sunni Khalid in Tehran, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.